Well, my next guest made the switch from doctor to cancer patient. He was diagnosed and treated for a tumor that had taken hold of his brain. He and his family have beaten the odds, and we share these stories from time to time, especially when it comes to, well, experiencing both sides of this, opportunity to be inspired. Dr. Craig Allgaier, on behalf of Spectrum Health, good morning to you, Craig.
Good morning.
Tell us about your specialty when it comes to treating patients.
I am a cardiologist, specifically a non-invasive cardiologist. So I generally see patients in clinic with a variety of cardiac conditions, and then I also read studies, imaging studies at the hospital, and of course consult and on inpatients.
So have you always wanted to go into medicine?
That's interesting. In high school, I sort of had a predilection toward the sciences, but not necessarily medicine. And I think, you know, through college, biology, physics, chemistry were all of interest to me, and medicine sort of combined those sciences. So it kind of created a pathway that I could use science and interact with people.
Great. As cardiologists do, thank you. I know heart disease continues to be the number one killer, I think, for both men and women, so thank you for you. Let's talk about you, Dr. Craig Allgaier, with your own cancer journey. When did you know that there was something unusual about yourself?
Well, I felt healthy. I knew I was healthy until October 29th, and it was really sort of a sudden event. I was on my bike at 6 in the morning. I was actually in my basement on my bike trainer. And I just felt like for about 30 seconds or so, I couldn't talk. I mean, I was by myself, so I was not talking. But I just had this, it was almost like, you know, when you feel like you are about to sneeze, but you can't. I had that sort of sensation of like I should try and spit out words, but I wasn't able to form them. And so I felt fine. And so I got off my bike and walked around a little bit. And then after about 30 seconds, it completely resolved and I was able to talk again. So I was by myself. My wife was exercising at MVP and my kids were upstairs sleeping still. It was before work. And so I took a little break from exercising, grabbed a drink of water and started to wonder if it was actually something that was real or if it was just sort of some unexplained quirk, you know, I wasn't even clear exactly what happened. So.
Well, again, you are an avid runner, swimmer, completing in several races a year, a couple of triathlons, so perhaps this was just a glitch. But if you would carry on, was there follow-up? Did this happen again?
Yeah, sure. So I actually got back on the bike, and I felt fine, and I ran a mile on the treadmill, and I was really conscious of about any sort of abnormalities, and there weren't any. So I got ready for work as usual, and told my wife about it kind of in an offhand way as I was walking out the door, and she told me I should tell someone else. So I told a couple of my partners, saying like this was a weird thing, but it had resolved. And I had a half day of clinic in that morning, and I was supposed to go to the hospital in the afternoon. And with my last patient of the day, when I was talking about his issues, it happened again, and this time I was sort of, there was no deniability. I was conscious of it. He was actually a first responder, police officer, and so I flipped over the EKG and I wrote down on the other side of the EKG that I can't talk, and I showed it to him, and so he immediately walked out of the room and grabbed my nurse practitioner and nurses and a couple of doctors. It became sort of a medical scene in the office, but for me. And then again, after about 30 or 45 seconds, it completely resolved. And I said I was fine. But that time, emergency medical services were contacted, and I was clearly couldn't deny it, and I was off to the ER via an ambulance.
Yes. What were you ultimately diagnosed with?
Well, I went down to the ER, and you know, I in the back of my mind, I was trying to figure out what it was, but I really wasn't sure. I actually, you know, as a cardiologist, I first thought that this might have been what's called a TIA or a stroke that completely has resolution, but it just didn't make sense for me, you know, being 39 and being healthy and fit. So when I went down to the ER, and that's the first consideration, I got a CT scan, which they look for evidence of a stroke, and they didn't see that, but I saw the you know, one of my partners and the radiologist in the back room behind the glass, and they were just sort of discussing my study, and they came out when I got wheeled back to my room, and they said, "Well, you didn't have a stroke, but we have unfortunate news that there's a you have a mass in your brain." So from there, from the CT scan, I was scheduled for an MRI, which would help define the mass a little bit better. So that happened at, you know, gosh, I was out of clinic at, you know, 11:45 or noon. The CT scan was at 1, and then I had an MRI at 3, and sort of had the diagnosis. They tell you it's a mass. They can give you a differential, but they don't really want to give a diagnosis until all studies are back.
Yes.
But it was almost certainly primary brain cancer.
Yes.
Called glioblastoma.
Yep, in layman's terms. Again, sharing stories here on The Morning Show with Dr. Craig Alguire. He's a cardiologist with Spectrum Health, making the switch from doctor to cancer patient and sharing his story. Dr. Alguire, obviously, we want to inspire our audience. What has treatment been like for you? You're less than a year into this, yes?
Yeah, just actually across the 6 months. From October 29th. So yeah, you know, initially these brain tumors, it depends on the location, but usually the first line treatment is surgery if it's resectable. And so I had that a week after my diagnosis, then followed by recovery. And then through December and January, I had radiation and chemotherapy every day, or Monday to Friday at least. You know, there was a slow recovery since then, but I slowly went from walking to walk running to running and swimming. And in the last 2-3 months, I've sort of got back to my usual routine of exercise and part-time as a cardiologist since January.
Patients need you as well. What is this Gray Matters hashtag I am with Craig?
Well, it started... the week before my surgery, and my sisters wanted to create some T-shirts for their kids, and then more and more people said, "Well, more and more people were requesting these shirts." So that's kind of where, and then the shirt had Team Craig and Gray Matters on it. And then I started to write a blog about 4 weeks after my diagnosis and surgery, mainly to help keep people informed, also a sort of myself. It was a personal journal. I just opened it up to anybody that wanted to look. And the Gray Matters and imwithcraig.com is just the name of the website address.
Cool. How's your family doing?
They're doing well. I mean, we have 4 kids, you know, ages 2 to 11, and of course my wife Stacy. They've been incredibly supportive of me, not just my own family, but my sister's parents and more extended family. You know, my kids know that I have a disease. They know I have brain cancer. They know it's something that I'm always going to deal with, but they see me doing pretty well right now. I just ran the Riverbank run last Saturday. I'm sort of slowly, ramping up work and getting into a regular routine. So, they know I'm dealing with a pretty serious illness, but they also see me doing pretty well and tolerating the treatment. So,
and we find your blog on spectrumhealth.org, I think. Yes.
Well, it's I'm with Craig.com. There is a HealthBeat story, I think, that was on the Spectrum Health website, and that probably referenced had several references to my blog.
Great. Well, I guess I look to you, Dr. Allgaier, with final comments, inspiration for the next one who hears that they have some challenges that lie ahead. What's the secret? What's your answer?
Oh, I don't know if there's a secret. I have found that each individual cancer story, there's a lot of similarities and then just so many differences. And I would say don't be afraid to use all the support and generosity of the people around you. People want to help. And sometimes it's hard to say, yes, thank you, if you're consider yourself, you know, more independent and self-reliant. It's been kind of amazing how helpful and caring people have been through me in this, you know, going through this illness.
Thank you for your good words. Again, spectrumhealth.org for more information, including your hashtag IAmWithCraig to learn more about your story and continue your healing hands as you lay upon those future patients as well. Thank you, Dr. Craig. We'll speak again and see you out on the trails.